Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a story out. First off, I'm in love with this woman, and I know I have no shot.
Okay.
Probably less than no shot. You have.
There's like no human on the planet that I would have. You're right. Because he's awesome.
Right, and they seem so happy together.
It's Kylie Kelce.
Oh.
The wife of Jason Kelce. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not a football fan, you know who Jason Kelce is at this point.
Yeah, he's in commercials and
every commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It's either Travis, Taylor's man, or Jason in everything. Kylie Kelce, if you've watched the show, what was that show? There's a documentary. Did you watch it? I thought Aaron watched it.
Mm-mm.
Somebody, I thought you watched it.
What is it?
It's a show about him when he was going to retire from the Philadelphia. He was the center of the Philadelphia Eagles, blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of a documentary where he's like, I'm going to stay one more season. And he did. And then at the end of that season, he quit. She's in it. She talks about how they met and he passed out on the first time. She is just the most, she's a perfect woman. Because
mm-hmm.
she's beautiful, but not like off-puttingly so. Do you know what I mean? Not like you're afraid to even look at her because mm-hmm. like
she comes off as very down to earth.
She does.
I think it's mm-hmm. just like regular, beautiful woman, just kind.
And they have a bunch of kids, and she's just the stupidest, greatest mom ever. And like she even had like she had a kid one time during a football game. She's like, just go play. I'll go have a kid. Just ugh. She's awesome. Well, she has admitted on a podcast or something that she curses in front of her kids, and now everyone is going like, well, I guess she's not perfect. She sucks. She's a bad mom. She's blah, blah, blah. And she's trying to address it. I want to ask the room, like Aaron, with a lot of people think Aaron's a little cherub. Like she's nice and perfect.
Yeah.
There's a mouth on that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron is pretty filthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hesitate to use the word feisty because I know that's like the cliche, but.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever a synonym of feisty would might be.
Feisty with some spice. She doesn't just use.
Spicy.
Right. She doesn't just use the words that nice people use. You have two nephews.
Yeah.
Do you curse in front of them?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's cancel Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm asking the question, is it good? Is it really that bad to curse in front of your children? Because people are literally going after this. Problem with the Kelces, now that he's dating Taylor, is everyone, you hate him because you ain't him, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They just got too big, too fast. Their podcast is one of the number one podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
He's dating Taylor. The other guy's got a perfect wife and is in every Campbell soup. Like, it's just, it's people just hate him. And they're looking for any whatever to take him down, and this is it.
I would rather say like the F bomb, S, whatever, than yes. like stupid or shut up. I think those are Oof. More.
I do it all. So I'm like, you can cancel me too. If we're canceling Kylie, cancel me. But like, you don't say stupid.
No.
Like when you're watching, you ever turn on the Game Show Network?
No.
It's stupid. I just want you to turn it on. There are game shows that only made it for one season and then they're just in syndication on the Game Show Network okay. and they're stupid. And that's the only word to describe it. Like some things are just stupid.
I would probably call it silly.
No, it's not silly. It's stupid. I'm not saying the R word we can't say.
Silly.
Yeah, no, it's silly. It could still be good, but this is not good. This
yeah,
is silly's just
like,
stupid.
Oh my God, that's so silly. Yeah, no, they're stupid. Turn on the Game Show. Yeah. I'm going to find it on cable right now. We're going to watch it. But I mean, so how about you, Mr. Perfect?
I don't do the big ones. I don't do the F.
They're all short. They're all four.
But like the serious ones, you know?
You don't.
I don't. I try not to. And I feel like I don't really use them that often, just generally. But not as much as you, I would say. But that's a high bar. But I am more lax than it was growing up for me. Because I think there is... You're teaching a way to use them, right? There's a time and a place to yes. use words like that.
Yeah.
And there's a time and a place where you don't use words like that.
Correct.
And if it's just like you never use them and then somebody starts using them when you're older and you're like...
You're going to have kids who are me. They're going to have the worst yeah. mouths ever if you don't curse in front of your kids. That's my... Like, here's the thing. Mm. Did your parents ever drink in front of you?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Aaron, Cheryl, she a big drinker?
No.
Mm-mm. We didn't even have booze in the house.
Same.
You're being serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have like some beer.
Maybe. Yeah, we maybe had a few beers and like a bottle of Bailey's that lasted years.
It made it so
Bailey's
hard.
Expires. It's got milk in
oh,
it.
Oh, sure.
That's disgusting.
Okay, maybe not.
It made it so hard to sneak beers when I was older because it was like, there's only three in the fridge. Like, he's going to know.
My point was this. And maybe there's other things, like watching a rated R movie or whatever. Like, you can cuss in front of your kids and go, that word is for 14 plus.
Mm.
This alcohol is for 16 plus. Or 21 if we're following the law.
Well, that's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can say, you don't get to do this. I'm a grown-up. I get to say that word. That's what Kylie said. She goes, my kids know that these words exist. My kids know how to use them in context, how they would be used, but they're not the same.
I agree completely with that because like my wife will have a glass of wine or something and it just looks like juice to my son. So he's like, can I have a glass? And it's like, no, this is for adults. So, and even not even alcohol, same with like a soda. If I have a Coke, I want a Coke. No, there's a bunch of caffeine in it. Caffeine is for adults.
Yes.
And you just can't have it. And then he's pretty accepting of it, actually.
So if I watched your kids.
Okay. No. No. So many bad habits.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.